This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. The inflation news was pretty good today, or should I say disinflation news. Price increases slowed in October. The consumer price index was up 3.2% year over year compared to 3.7% in September. And core inflation minus volatile energy and food prices also slowed. That means not just some relief at the checkout, but also that the Fed may be done raising interest rates in its efforts to cool inflation. And while overall prices are still rising, just more slowly than before, some are actually falling. Airfares, for instance, which are about 13% lower than they were a year ago. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
Around this time last year, I did another story about inflation and airfare. Then it was way up, 43% higher than in the fall of 2021. Demand was really high, airlines were having trouble hiring enough staff and flying enough flights, and fuel prices were high. Now, a year later, fuel prices are down, and
airlines have added back to above 2019 seat capacity levels.
Haley Berg is lead economist at the travel app Hopper. She says demand has also been leveling out.
Last summer, there was an incredible amount of pent-up demand. Travelers were taking extra trips, willing to spend a lot more. This summer was a much more normal summer.
That's forcing airlines to compete more for customers again.
Most passengers are making up their mind about which airline to fly trip to trip. So airlines know that they have to use price to capture customers.
Henry Hartebelt is a travel industry analyst with Atmosphere Research Group.
This year, we are seeing some airlines being very aggressive with their cheapest fares, basic economy. Basic economy is a stripped down fare. Basically, think of it as getting you the seat and the seatbelt and almost nothing else.
By offering those fares, he says, bigger airlines can compete effectively with budget airlines and then make some of that money back by charging those passengers for bringing a bag, picking their seat, or basically anything else. Mike Arnott at the airline analytics company Cirium says for passengers looking for a deal,
times are good right now, but they're not going to last at that low end of the market.
Partly because jet fuel prices are going up again, and so are labor costs. Unions for pilots and flight attendants have been negotiating new contracts, some with big pay increases.
So those cost pressures are going to hit the airlines.
And Arnott says that will eventually be passed down to customers. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.